With a smile, she leans over and begins looking through the box of Christmas books and decorations to see what she can find to take upstairs when the power returns. With a puzzled look, she brings out a wrapped present and asks her father if he had hidden this and forgotten about it. Shaking his head no, he says that he's never seen it before. He didn't take out any decorations from that box last year or this year, so he has no idea what it might be. Holding the package near the light of the lantern, Caroline reads the gift tag attached and gasps. Showing it to her father, she points to the words written on the tag. "To Caroline, from Mom." With wonder in his face, her father says that her mother must have hidden the present down here in the basement to give to her last Christmas, and his voice trails off. Caroline finishes his unspoken thought. "And she never got to give it to me," she says. Quietly, her father tells her to open it and see what it is. With trembling hands, she removes the wrapping slowly and reverently. Inside is a book which she sees is a daily devotional with an entry for each day of the coming year. As she opens it, she finds an envelope with her name written on it. Opening it with care, she takes out a Christmas card and stares at it with tear-filled and unbelieving eyes. She sits back and begins to read her mother's handwriting out loud, with an awe-filled and unsteady voice.
"Dear Caroline, I have saved this gift to give to you last, because although it might not be as flashy as the electronics or clothes you always get, it will hopefully become more special and used every single day of the year. This book of devotionals is by the same author as the one I enjoy daily, but made especially for young women. I know you will learn to treasure it as you grow spiritually and draw closer in your walk with the Lord. As you do, you will find peace in the occasional storms of life, as I have. And now a personal note. As you know, I am going away in a few days to spend some time with my mother, who has been ill for so long. While I am gone, be sure to keep up your studies and listen to your father. Be sure to help him keep the house clean and with the cooking, since, as you know, few men are good at that kind of thing. I will miss you, but I will see you again soon. I will give your grandmother your love. Merry Christmas with love. Mom."
Closing the card and pressing it to her lips as if giving her mother a kiss, she then looks up to heaven and whispers, "Merry Christmas, Mom." Turning to her father, she says with a sob that it's just like opening a gift from her mother sent straight from heaven. Wiping his own tears, Harold agrees that it is a miracle, one just for her, and is an example of how the Lord uses what seems like a bad situation to bless us and build our faith. He recalls a quote from an old book and shares it. "God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm." Caroline looks up with wonder and exclaims with a dawning realization that if they had not needed to take shelter from the storm, she might never have found the gift that her mother left behind. She says with happiness that she will never be afraid or doubt the Lord's care and compassion for her again. Then, leaning into one another, father and daughter share a long embrace. That is the start of a new and closer relationship.